Well, William, of course, we're here at Gunnedah Sale Yards. And how are you going yourself?
Oh, you know, pretty good, Jonathan, yeah. Like, still keeping pretty busy as a stock agent here and selling in Gunnedah every Tuesday, or when I've got the cattle, that is. Yeah. But, you know, we can only hope that the prices are pretty good and the season could be a lot better, of course, and Gunnedah's struggling that way. Probably so's Barabba, so's really the whole side, really.
We've just got a little bit of rain and then we've got some more in the last sort of month or so a lot of people are keeping their cattle on the farm.
I think everyone's had a fair clean out, you know, as much as what they can stand because of the season, not having our fattening feed round here at the time, so at least they're going somewhere because they're, you know, the shortage and they're a good commodity at the moment.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your rugby journey, of course. You're about 60-odd. We won't tell you how old you are, but of course, you learned your rugby at Barabba, or you learned it when you went to Scots College?
When I went to Sydney earlier on, just learned it down with actually juniors at Mossman, really, actually, where I was, and then later on it, when I went away to school there at Scots, yeah, that was bigger. But no, the junior rugby was all at Mossman there in the down at Balmoral with the Mossman Juniors and the Mossman Primary School where they were playing union at that time.
Yeah, so you started off as a Wild, but how did you end up becoming a Ram?
Yeah, well, I just came back to Barabba after I eventually finished school and just played for Barabba, and because of those days you could be selected into, you know, Central North and then Country and New South Wales and do it all as through Country League, etc. Well, that was the program in those days, so you could make it from the bush then without having to play in Sydney, you know, as you really do have to now.
Well, of course, you played in a few Caudle Cups. They were great weekends over the June long weekend. Ironically enough, they've sort of changed it around. Do you think it's a bit of a shame? And what do you enjoy about wearing the Central North shirt back in the day and winning all those cups?
Oh, yeah, well, that was, you know, a great, great time. And then we didn't know any different. That was the way it was done. And, you know, Country Week was always played generally over Eastern. It was just a fantastic, you know, what you were doing when it was on and that you had to play your best and be ready for that to be able to get in the, you know, any teams after that, like the Countryside, for instance, and then New South Wales if you're any better than, you know, if you could do after that. But the main thing was to get into the Central North side, like from Barabba, and then, you know, worry about Country after. Yeah. Because, you know, they were all great experiences, yeah.
When did you first play for Country? And, of course, you went on a couple of those world tours. Tell us a little bit about them and how it's a little bit of a shame, even though the Cockatoos went to America a couple of years ago, we don't see more of that and more support from the AU to kick that along.
Yeah, well, yeah, I was lucky. I played for Country, I think it was in 73, and then 74 we went on a tour to Canada and the United States. Oh, I was down the east, no, the western side, sorry. And then a couple of games in New Zealand on the way home, so that was a great, you know, great, you know, very lucky to be picked on that with Johnny Hipwell and Greg Cornelison and a lot of those famous Country blokes at that time. And, you know, Brian Mansfield was on that thing, Jimmy Imarsh, Rollins, Lars Hedberg and Stuart McDougall, Peter Prince, Corny, of course, was there. So it was a pretty amazing side, and so just lucky to get away with that, really, yeah.
So you would have had, you know, Stewie and Brian Mansfield were fairly sort of quiet blokes on tour, but of course 1976 was a fantastic year as well. You played in the game there of the Up the Jumper incident. Tell us a little bit about that. Of course, that was a TG Milner field when Brian was able to score the try with the ball up the jumper. Was it sort of premeditated in the weeks beforehand by Daryl the coach and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, it certainly was. Only Daryl, the brain power, want that to sort of go on. We all it was going to be a bit of a farce, of course, but he sang out the pull at the end about the last 3 minutes of the Sydney game. We were losing by a couple of points. We got a penalty about halfway, and Daryl was singing out from the sideline, tap three or whatever it was called, and so, you know, we sort of did it. And Corny was the stooge, had the jumper. Johnny Ball tapped it, and then he'd come back into the circle and he'd shove it up Corny's jumper, and then we were all bent over and as if we had the ball up our jumper, and then just you know, took off in all different directions. No one ran in. Corny tore off down the sideline and threw it back, got it out of his jumper finally, threw it back into Jeff Shaw, and Jeff Shaw fed it on Brian Mansfield, and end of story. He scored in the corner, and was still only equal, and then Jimmy Ironmarsh kicked the goal to win the game. And just, you know, you couldn't write the story even better than that, you know, especially against Sydney. They didn't believe it could happen, and I think the referee just said, "Oh, we'll read about it tomorrow." That's what happened.